Oh no! And then
it's easy for me. I just do the opposite for you guys on the bottom.
That's too confusing.
So Mikey P's down here. Hi, Mikey P.
I'll remember that.
So stupid. Anyway. Next time we'll have little stickies, and I'll have a green screen, and then it'll be the Life's a Binge logo behind me.
Nice.
Oh.
It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. What? You're trying to do that right now?
You could do that on the phone, yeah.
If you have the logo saved.
Yeah,
on your right. Phone. And I don't have it. I don't know if you want to wait for that or not.
I do not.
I don't have it either. Donut.
Marge, dear, donut. Would you kindly pass me a donut?
A what?
Oh, look, it's raining again.
That's just genius, I tell you.
Good times. Ready? Whoa, where the hell are you? You're on Armageddon.
I used the flaming, it's a picture of the sun. Ultraviolet.
It looks like the cover of Armageddon.
It does kind of look like a planet blowing up.
Rich is black, baby.
I do like that. That's sweet.
Oh my goodness.
Now what did you do? You put random on there? How are you getting it to shuffle through there like that?
Please keep it the queen.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
You wore a green suit. How can I not? It says keep calm and corgi on there. Oh, you can't see it, but there's a little corgi.
I don't corgi have right that. There. Okay.
Beep, boop, goodness boop. Gracious.
Boop.
Mental note, Jared, cut all of this out of the recording.
No.
Okay, fine. We'll keep it in. Now everyone be quiet for the next minute Mikey and a half.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
Here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem, man. I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich.
And I am Mike.
And we want to thank everyone. That's wrong. Mikey P is down here. Look wherever I'm pointing for Mikey P.
Down there.
Right. Well, okay. My thing is flipped. It yes. flipped when I put my thing on there. It wasn't flipped before. This thing is...
It's ridiculous. Right.
Mikey P.
Anyway. Yeah. Thanks. Huh? Yes.
Hi, Mikey. Hey, Mikey.
This is great because on my screen it looks like BJ's looking at nothing.
See, yeah. is this more like it? Mikey. Hey,
nothing.
Mikey. Anyway, if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're missing out on the goods.
You need the visual elements that we've added.
Yeah. Which everyone is doing right now because Zoom does it for you. Mm-hmm. So thanks for following us on all social media, including YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, drop a like or hit subscribe or all that good stuff. But big shout out to the patrons out at patreon.com/lifesabinge, like Jessica Jansen, first of her name, Breaker of Brokenness, Queen of the Patreon, and Mother of Doggos, Tightwall of Tony, Joseph Krishy, and Kathy Weintraub. And the couch potatoes like David, Mikey, BJ, Jared, and myself. Wait, David, Mikey, BJ, Jared. That's it, right? Yeah. And the honorary Avengers as well. Good times. All that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. Take a big old breath right now.
Life's a bitch! Right?
What's up?
Oh, you know.
COVID-19, baby.
Same thing we do every day.
Trying to take over the world.
I will start us off here. So in the likes of our music festival draft that we did with Tony, and then we did the TV show draft. I think we talked about the TV show draft. Did we talk about the TV show draft?
Maybe not here, I don't believe. I'm just going to look at, I'm going to look at Jared.
Yes. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome.
So, BJ, look up. You got to angle up. I'm up here, buddy. No, that's Rich. Yeah, there I am.
Hey. This way.
Hey. What's up, buddy? Go on. Carry on. So stupid.
It's funny. It's funny.
Goodness gracious. So we did a music festival fantasy draft with Tony and La Mesa, who put it all together. And then after we did that, we did a television fantasy draft where you got to draft one TV show that you could then watch only that show for a year, was the rule. And then you got 10 shows, one per year kind of thing. And now we are doing a movie draft where you can choose two movies on your pick, and then it, you know, goes on and on and on. There's 18 teams, two movies per round, 34 movies per round, 10 rounds, 340 movies total. Am I still
did you end up,
I hear you.
Did you end up with Lost in the TV one?
I did.
Well, that was my only concern.
Yes.
Good.
It did.
That's good.
So, but Jared, we're doing.
Sorry. Did you prepare for both of them?
I did, BJ. I did.
That's who are you talking to, better, BJ?
Probably a better
this
way.
Is Jared Weintraub. Of course, he prepared.
It's probably better that way. But anyway,
on my, so I can't show you the, I'll go to the TV show one because I still have it. So on my phone, I created a note of things that I wanted. As such, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I got them, I bolded them. And if I didn't get them, I would cross them out with a strike through font. And I kept the list of everything at the top. So I got The Office, Lost, Friday Night Lights, Roseanne, Chuck, King of the Hill, Good Eats, Night Court, News Radio, and Mythbusters was my TV shows.
Good list. It's a strong list.
Was not bad. Samantha was in on that one, which was fun. And we're doing movies now, which is also really fun. And
that is fun. There's so many to choose from.
Yes.
And it's a lot more. It's a lot more lens to personal taste. I feel than TV shows. So there's some like general ones that are going to be popular and going to go fast. But general, it's like the Sergeant ones from. Anyway, but yeah, it's fun. I'm enjoying the movie one right now because we're all into our favorite ones now. Except there's every now and then there's one that sneaks through that you're like, oh, how did I forget that? So,
well, yeah, like when I got Saving Private Ryan, I was like, how is this still out there? But because there's a bazillion movies, and
how many picks are you making? 10? Making 10
picks rounds.
10 rounds.
10 rounds, two movies per round per team.
So 20 movies.
Yes. So when it's your turn, you pick two movies. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was the number one overall pick, and I had to wait 34 movies for my next next four movies.
If you get, wow. So you can't pick, like, you can't pick a trilogy with your pick. I guess pick it in, okay.
You can pick two of them in the round and hope you get them the next time and get the third one.
No, because someone's going to be a dick and take one.
Someone could. But they, yeah.
That's what I would do anyway. It seems to be the spirit of the game.
I could choose a trilogy on the go-around because I'm on the turn, and so I get four movies per pick.
Smart.
But I haven't picked a trilogy. Quiet, BJ. anybody else? What's up? Hi, Mikey.
Sure. I have, what have I done? What have I done? I've been spinning around in this chair all week. No.
Look at this. Whee!
Finished this. I mean, I have spent a lot of time doing that. No, I did. I actually did turn the living room into a studio briefly yesterday. So I realized that that now is possible. It just requires the moving of the couch, which I was like, like how often am I really going to do that? Because I still don't want, like, obviously right now I'm not going to shoot people in the house. Like, obviously. But whether or not I want to do that in general at all later on was brought back into question. It's like, all right, I can see that it's doable. Like, it's doable now, but I'm not going to want to move the fucking couch every single day to do that. So that was what I learned about myself this week. That and that the government sucks. And that no one who really needs the money is getting the money. That everyone who doesn't really need the money is getting the money. And that's just kind of par for the course, I suppose.
But they turned it down, Rich. Ruth Chris was like, no, we don't need $20 million.
Good for you.
Yeah, after a shitstorm.
After they applied for it in the first place.
Yeah.
And people were like, what the fuck?
$20 million to a multi-million dollar company.
If you're a multi-million dollar company that's making a profit and putting money in the bank, guess what? This is what that money is for. I'm sorry. All these small businesses are going to die because Ruth's Chris, which is a shitty subpar steakhouse, by the way, is going to get $20 million from the government.
And I think that the small business loans, I think the small business loans were saying you only get $1,000 per employee or something stupid like that. Oh, no. I think I've lost everyone.
Yep.
I'm here. No.
Okay.
I'm here.
Woo. Woo. Sweet. BJ, what's up with you?
Week number four of our driveway shows, which every week has been more and more and more well received.
Week number 400.
Seems like it. Yesterday, it was hot day yesterday, like today and like the day before. And so I was a little concerned because we started earlier at 3 instead of 4. But it worked out well. And now this is really cool because what's one thing that's nice is that this has actually been, on the plus side, a really good opportunity for us to play and also get our brand out there. So folks see it on the internet, and folks, you know, who in the neighborhood, people in the neighborhood are like, they're madly in love with it. They're like coming by, like,
good.
You guys playing this week? You guys playing, you know, what's going on? And, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, I posted a little card that someone brought me after the show and brought us, I should say. And so I was thinking, like, I would love, and I was going to post about it. I was going to post that I would love if somebody had a drone, would want to drive out to the neighborhood and hang out and just shoot some drone video of the neighborhood thing, of us playing. And so after the show, this dude says, hey, would you mind if I photograph you guys? And he's like, I have a drone. I was like, what? Get out of here. Like, yes, do that. Let's do that. So I got his phone number, and next week we're going to try to get some really cool drone footage. So so that part has been really good. We're not making, you know, money. We're making some money, you know, a little bit of money. And the dudes have been really good about, they're like, dude, you take it. You know, Tony's still working full time, our drummer, and Sawyer is going to be going home, you know, to with his parents. And so, it's been really nice. So that's been good. And everybody's been just rallying together, and, it's kind of become a cool little, it's been a rejuvenating, thing for the neighborhood for sure. Like, it's been expanding the good vibe in the neighborhood. So
just make sure that when they take the photos and drone footage, thank you for looking at me, Mikey P, I appreciate it. Thanks, BJ. But when you get the photos done, make sure that everyone is, in fact, 6 feet apart and everything. Otherwise, people can bust you for that.
You will be destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's like, look what we're doing. We're having a party with everyone. Everyone's hugging and stuff. It's like,
right. Well, and on the video or this week or on the show this during the show this week, this guy comes up and it wasn't great. It wasn't good social distancing. He came up and he's bum adjacent. I don't know if he's a bum or not, but he's in the neighborhood of maybe he's a bum. But he had a harmonica with him, and he's wanted to play his harmonica with us. And Sawyer swung his microphone out around to him, and the guy played the harmonica. But he's blowing all kinds of shit into the microphone. And then, so it wasn't, it's hard to make that judgment. We're not all experts at like fighting
right.
coronavirus, but in hindsight, we're like, that was not a good thing. So hopefully in hindsight, I'll be, yeah, exactly. So Sawyer put his microphone like just into the hot sun for a while, because that'll kill it. But
all he had to do was drink some Lysol.
There it is.
Inject some bleach into the microphone, and that'll make it better. Right? That's what
it'll
I was
work.
Told.
It should work.
That's what I was told.
It should, yeah. Or just inject UV light. UV light. That works too.
Yeah.
Put the lights inside their body.
Inside.
So Jared, do you want to restart your thing like you were doing last time?
You're doing robot. Oh no. Robot yeah. sounds.
While he's doing that, I'm pretty sure I just had a bug fly up nose, so had to go take care of that. Sorry.
That's what's up. What's up your nose?
What's up with Mikey?
Nice.
What's up my face?
Am I good?
Yeah.
Am I good?
Up your nose with the rubber hose.
In other news. Oh. Yes? No?
What?
Yeah.
In other news, my son slept through the night for two nights in a row now, which is amazing.
Success. That's success. That's what success smells like.
It is.
Baby sleeping through the night. Cheers to that.
Thank you. Cheers. It is completely...
I mean that wholeheartedly, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is completely counterintuitive because all we want is for him to sleep, but then as soon as he falls asleep, you're paranoid because he's not making any sounds, so you have to check on him constantly. So it's like, oh my God. So it's crazy. But we both... For the first time since he's been born, Samantha and I were in the bedroom, in the bed, sleeping at the same time. And it's been 3 months.
Dude.
So.
Wow.
That's awesome.
First time.
Good for you, man.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's what's up. Right?
That's what's up.
There's nobody over here. What's up? I just wanted to do that.
There we go.
Trevor.
Now it's Life's a Binge.
It's not the show without the dog. Absolutely. I love it.
With Rich right. Duble.
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll do it. We'll share.
You probably couldn't even hear the drop.
We'll share the screen. So well.
As you see everything. Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Wait, I want to see that. Minimize this.
Okay. That's from our wedding day.
Oh, that's
got the rabbits.
That's
yeah,
great.
She surprised me. I didn't know that she had that. She surprised me with that, yeah. And I definitely wept
when she put it in my heart. Warming.
I wept openly for sure. But yeah, that's our whole family.
That's amazing. Married. So really, really, really quick tangent. Not my story, sure. But my brother's. My brother and sister-in-law basically eloped when they were in Australia. And my mom was really upset that she couldn't be there, but my brother, unbeknownst to her, had printed out a little picture of her, and he had her in his pocket when he was there. And then they have a picture of him holding the picture, much like you were holding the picture, saying, "You were here all along, Mom," and she, like, cries her eyes out.
Cute.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's a small thing, right? It's easy to do, but it means a lot. What was I showing? Mallrats. Let's get back to it.
Mallrats.
Screen share. Do your thing. Yeah, that's what's happening apparently. Apparently, we're getting Mallrats too, guys. The script has been finished, and details and who's returning has been shared. And I'm wondering if Kevin Smith cares about, or knows about, or wants to tell any stories outside of the stories he's already told. I'm guessing the answer is no.
The script for Twilight of the Mallrats.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like, why would he? Because, you know, he's got his built-in audience, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm one of them in a way, you know, at least for a lot of that stuff. But and his other stuff was never really received that well, you know, like his stuff outside of his universe.
That's true.
I kind of enjoyed that one he did about the like, I want to say like a cult group. Do you remember? Does that ring a bell? No, it was like it was not in his universe at all. Oh. It was, he directed it and,
I don't know.
Dang it. Oh, well, maybe Mikey P, not like we don't all have a computer in front of us.
Right. Literally all on our computer right now. We could figure that out.
Yeah. But there was one that he did that I enjoyed like that.
Yeah. Like I've enjoy most of his movies, or I had enjoyed a lot of them, at least in my youth. When I watch some of them now, I'm like, yeah, this isn't that funny, or it's not as funny as I thought it was at the time. Like I recognize that, you know, Richard at the time thought this was hilarious, and that's fine. But I don't know. I wonder about the why, and if the why is I want to keep my friends in movies and keep doing this, then that's fine. But Mallrats too. Yeah. Does anybody want anybody in this room want Mallrats too, like real bad?
Well, I'll tell you, in that latest reboot, remake, whatever they call it, that was the running joke.
The reboot
of Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah,
Strike
yeah.
Back. What was endearing to me was like how obviously. There's such genuine love amongst like him and all the people that he uses for his movies. So I don't know. There's something very endearing about that. If you want to put your people in a movie, he's at a place where he can do that all the time. And I'm sure he's probably never going to want for money again, I'm assuming. So
I would hope not.
I would hope not too. I find it endearing. Like, yeah, him always putting Jason Mewes and stuff and giving Jason Mewes an opportunity. And I feel like he's kind of holding Jason Mewes up sometimes, like from drowning himself. And some of that is super endearing too, I must say. And as long as it's entertaining, especially, I'll take it.
Fair enough. So. Moving right along.
Oh, just I'm curious on BJ, were you talking about Dogma?
No, that's what I thought, but no.
The most recent, the movie, no. So just look up
I know.
Kevin Smith.
Me!
It's Red State is what you're thinking of.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes, I saw them on the list. I didn't know what it was about.
Good job. Nailed it.
Nice.
Marvel, remember them? How it's Oop. Been months since we've seen a Marvel movie. It feels like years.
Indeed.
Along with many of the other Marvel canon, Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness has moved from 2021 to 2022. So we'll have to wait extra long to see
in his chair.
Sorcerer Supreme
Whatever.
On the big screen in his own movie.
Yeah.
It'll be the largest gap, I believe, and I could be wrong. Mikey, you can check me on this. I'm pretty sure it'll be the largest gap between a movie and its sequel in the MCU. Unless you want to count the Hulk, which I don't.
No, we do not.
I'm pretty sure it'll be the largest gap. But this also means that in a five or six month period in 2022, we're going to get six different Marvel movies.
Too much.
Five different movies. Sorry.
Still too much, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not their fault.
No, it's not.
But it kind of is, because they could just push literally everything out and just be like, remember that weird time when there was no movies? Guess what? We all forgot about that. Moving on.
Yeah. I think there's only going to be one in 2021 that's still on the schedule, and it's Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi? Nice.
Do you know what that's about?
Shang-Chi? Yeah, it's Iron Fist adjacent.
Huh.
So, okay. A better character than Danny Rand, but very similar in a lot of ways. I have to say his full name. Danny Rand, the Immortal Iron Fist, sworn enemy of the hand. Well, every time.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. So.
I didn't hate it. It was just, I hated him. Yeah. I love almost everyone else on that show. Like, character-wise, acting-wise, I thought they were all fine. But fucking Loras Tyrell is the worst. Like, I don't want to see him act in anything. Ever. Go away.
Night
of Flowers.
I have something to say. And I find it completely distracting that I can see your screen, because the next thing is going to be about free comics, but then the next thing is about Tom Hanks' blood. That one has me entirely intrigued. So we'll let's hit up free comics.
We'll get there. Yeah. So in this trying time of the coronavirus, people being on lockdown, multiple comic artists, writers, companies have made their content free to download online. If you go to Screen Rant, this address that's right here on the screen, follow that address, and you can find some of that content, download it, and read comic books for free, which is nice. And so it's a nice thing that they're doing.
Yeah, I heard that Comixology, you can get like a 30-day or something free trial. It's like normally they only do a couple days, but they're doing like an extended free trial right now or something.
I'm pretty sure this links to that somewhere in the article. Yep, there it is right there.
Bingo. Yeah.
So yeah, if you've been wanting to catch up on any of these three heroes pictured here or any of these heroes pictured here and not spend any money on it, there you go. Right for the taking. Not that I've read a comic book in a long time.
Yeah, Comixology is really cool. If you've ever used them on a tablet or whatnot, you can do like panel to panel. So if you've never experienced a comic book and you don't necessarily know which way to go, up, down, left, right, or whatnot, it will guide you right through in the order of which you need to go.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right on. Moving right along to this. Apparently, and I don't know how true or researched or thorough this article is, but this is what just popped up right before we came on. I was like, well, I have to talk about this. Because apparently Tom Hanks' blood is being used to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. And just how wonderful would it be? How wonderful would it be if this is what leads to this being stopped? Tom fucking Hanks.
I would love it.
I would love it so much. Probably not going to happen.
Did everyone get your Hanks shot today?
Oh, that'd be great. Everybody already loves him. Could you imagine what this would do?
It would be St. Thomas. Like after that.
St. Thomas Hanks. St. Hanks.
That's great.
I just thought it was hilarious. And I'm glad. And he's apparently, because he hosted that, the first audience-less Saturday Night Live. So he's apparently doing well, which I'm sure everyone is thrilled about.
Yes.
Last but certainly not least, is that there was an NFL draft. Remember the NFL?
Yes.
There's way too much specific to go into about the various things that happened on this online Zoom. I don't know if they used, I don't know what they used. I'm pretty sure it was Zoom. Was it Zoom?
Yeah, probably.
This Zoom-powered draft. So many things. Like, the memes were out of this world. Some of the picks were out of this world. Trades are out of this world. Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement to go play in Tampa Bay. Like, all of this stuff.
Not only did he come out of retirement to play in Tampa Bay. But he was already there, and him and Tom Brady got together to make a fucking video out of it. Like the conch shell.
Right.
Hey, Tom, like, what?
I have not seen that. That sounds like something goodness. I must see.
You must see it.
Oh, it's you great.
Absolutely must see it. Like so, all the, so many different little video clips. My favorite, one of my favorite ones being the Cowboys wide receiver pick, CeeDee Lamb. There's like a video of him with his, I'm guessing some of them there are his family, but right next to him is his girlfriend. And it's right as he's getting called as the pick that she reaches over and grabs his cell phone. And he almost instantaneously like snatches it out of her hand. Like, don't be looking at my phone. Oh, and I laughed way too hard at that. It's just like, nope.
That's funny because it could have been, it could have been because when the phone call comes, I want to answer it.
Yeah.
But it certainly right. reads as like, oh no, hell no. You can't
yeah. look at my phone. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But this go to like, find your local favorite football information news source and read it yourself. Cause there's no way I could possibly go through all the cool things and funny things that happened. Like the yeah. photo of Bill Belichick's house for his draft is just like a very plain like kitchen table and some chairs and two laptops. And like his dog is sitting in his chair at one point. That's like all the memes are his dog is making the rest of the picks from now on all the way to like the Cardinals GM who had, or the Niners GM, sorry, who has like a six screen, like battle station war room, set up, yeah. war room. It's just, it's so, the variance of it was great. It was so great how different everybody's, like, what the product there in this setup that they were putting out there was. It was amazing.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, I like the NFL, and hopefully there will be a season, but we'll see.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, but we shall
see. So, speaking of the draft, this is cool, but at the same time, it's a little disappointing in a way. So Anthony's backup at USD for the last 4 years didn't get drafted, but he got an invite to the Tampa Bay camp. So he sat on the bench behind Anthony for 4 years and got 1 year to play, which was last year, and had a good year, but it was always a little because Anthony didn't get invited to an NFL camp.
Sure.
But, of course, this guy is 6'5", and is way more prototypical. But it's good news because if he goes and makes the team, it's just, you know, it just bodes well for, like, oh, well, this is the dude he played behind, you know, for forever. So, anyway.
Right.
Interesting stuff. So.
Cool. But what a slap in the face that the backup gets to be sitting next to Tom Brady and Anthony's in Japan.
But I have a feeling that everybody – like everybody knows that that's, you know, that's the way it is, you know, that like, unless you're a this guy freak, right here. That guy
staring right at me wrong. BJ, guy. You'll never get it. There you
that
go.
That guy. There you go. Hey, Mikey, you anyway. Ooh, I like
this
that.
This is a gun to shoot salt at bugs.
Dude, those are the bugs.
I need to get one of those.
It shoots salt at bugs. Instead of a fly swatter, you shoot it with this thing.
Dude, get your phone out and get some slow-mo video.
Oh god.
Blam.
I don't know.
It does work. I've played with my neighbor has one. They're fine.
I haven't tried it yet.
Is it effective?
Yeah. It's like a buckshot. It like shoots a wide spray of salt and it nails the sometimes it'll just stun it. It won't kill it. But
Bug Assault 2.0.
Bug Assault.
Assault.
Oh, wow.
Get it? Get it?
How much was it?
I don't know. It was a gift.
Oh, nice. I need to get one.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
It looks like a Nerf gun, though. Anyway. Sorry.
I love it.
And that's it, man. That's
we hit Rich Souble.
Back to you, Jared.
Thank you. Now into our standard segment after our commercial break, but we're not taking commercial breaks. So here we're going to play this fun little drop.
So what you
you watching?
What you watching?
A lot of Animal Crossing, like I said before. I don't think that was on the recording, but been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Do you have a lot of people you know that also play it? So you're like,
yes, co-mingling, yes, I do.
Visiting islands and such.
Okay.
Yep, and it's a lot of fun.
I heard that somebody got married on Animal Crossing. Does that sound right?
That's fast.
Like usually, somebody had game this.
Usually, a game usually has to be out for a year before marriages start happening on it.
So that's not unheard of, people getting married on a particular game site. Okay.
Not at all.
Interesting.
It common. Is. I thought World of Warcraft was like one of the most popular for that, but it hasn't been a thing yet.
It is a lot of fun, though. For those of you that don't know what Animal Crossing is, Rich described it as Advanced Farmville, which isn't far off. It's what we would call a life simulator, but it's a very low-key life sim where you go fishing.
It's very chill.
You catch bugs and you know, dig up fossils and then you donate all that stuff to a museum and then you decorate your house and that's the game. It sounds lame, but it's like one of the most successful video game franchises of all time.
And it's, ever. And it's this particular copy has sold like gangbusters. Like they've sold a ton of these.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm like sure our situation now has something to do with that.
Oh yeah,
probably.
You can't even find my sister-in-law really wants to buy a Nintendo Switch, but you cannot find locate them. Yeah. They are sold out across the world. So
you might be able to get a Switch Lite, but not a regular one.
Yeah, correct. He woke up and went back to sleep, huh?
What were you gonna say, Mikey?
I didn't really have anything to say, but,
what, Mikey P?
You better answer.
Okay. I've been watching. I've been watching lots of stuff. Been watching Naruto.
Nice.
What part of Naruto?
I started from the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Just got back up to the exams, stage 3. So, very excited about it.
BJ. Rich.
No, yeah. I was going to comment on Mikey watching Naruto, because I've watched all of Naruto as well. Like, the first series and Shippuden as well. And they both have, anime does this probably more than anything else, but they'll have a lot of filler episodes. Episodes that have just nothing to do with the main plot line and don't further the story at all. And like sometimes they'll have like a little bit of something that's like, yeah, this like adds a little bit of spice to like a character backstory or something else. But by and large, they're a huge waste of time. So if you're out there in audience land and you're like, yeah, Naruto sounds like it's up my alley, anime about ninjas. There are a number of different websites where you can find like an actual watch list to say, hey, if you want to just follow the story, just watch these episodes and cut out all of the filler. And it made my viewing experience, I think it was, because I only found it like in the latter half of the second series, and it made the viewing experience way more enjoyable than sitting there like, is anything going to happen in this episode? Like, does this matter? Like, is this important to the story at all? Like, I hate filler. That's my rant about filler. Continue.
Nice.
BJ.
So this week, the Prince tribute concert that I went to in January aired, and so that was kind of cool. It was cool to see like the production in the room and see how it translated to the screen that everybody watched. There was a performance, of course, as you know, that was like so awesome for me as a Prince fan. There was a song called Adore, which I really love the song, and Earth, Wind & Fire had done it. And I was all excited about them doing it. But when they did it in the show, there was a part at the end where Prince kind of scats and he kind of does a whole like rambling thing. Well, I got to have your face on my pillowcase. And it's a flow to it that the singer from Earth, Wind & Fire could not find. And he just couldn't get into it. And it was kind of painful. And it was like, oh, dang it. Dang it. But they edited it magnificently. And so you would have never guessed that there was anything wrong with it. They like edited all that out and it just went to the end where he hits this massive monster high note that Philip Glass is kind of famous for. And not Philip Glass, Philip Bailey, excuse me. Philip Bailey, the singer for Earth, Wind & Fire. So it worked out really good. So that was cool. I've been watching a lot of internet stuff. Surprisingly enough, there's a lot of like, but not like, not okay. There's some good, some stuff that you would approve of in that it was on YouTube. Lots of people doing their stuff, like doing their shows.
Approve of something that you're watching, BJ. Watch whatever you want.
I know, but Jared likes YouTube, and like he's always pushing YouTube. But this everything is on YouTube, so I'm with you there. I agree. So, I think I mentioned last week the Questlove print sets. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but
yes.
last week I had all Questlove print stuff, and then the Prince concert on Tuesday was great. So we've been doing our live stuff on Saturday. My friends in Seattle, Jet City Improv, have been doing this. yes, they do. Real Earth, Wind & Fire fans would be like, Philip Glass, you're stupid. It's Philip Bailey. So God damn it, was I saying now?
Thank you for taking the time to create that sign.
Okay, so on YouTube, somebody recommended to me to watch Post Malone do a Nirvana tribute show that he did live. And I'm going to tell you, this shit was off the hook. It was so good. It made me weepy. Really? It was so good. So he had Travis Barker on drums, and he had another three or four other guys set up, and they fucking just slayed an entire set of Nirvana. That was so impressive. And the other night,
cool.
Playing, you were talking about your video games. My neighbor, who I gave my PS3 to, but I didn't really ever really want to give it up because the Madden on there is my jam. I like love that Madden. He decided he wasn't really using it and he gave it back to me. So I have that back now in the spare room and I've been playing Madden 25 and I love it so much. I love it so much. I could play a very competitive game every time. And like, it's like the one that came out like in 2014, I think.
Okay.
Cause I played the new one or a newer one, like on the PS4. I have zero feel. It just doesn't feel good at all. And like, it's not really fun. Yeah. I don't, they always change it up somehow and into different things.
Yeah.
And so, and also I like the idea, like fuck EA Sports. And I don't want to buy their new product every year. I'm going to use their same one and I'm not going to use the internet service for it either. But that's been really cool. But I'm playing that game and my buddy is a DJ in Seattle and he's spinning tunes in Seattle. In his room with his daughter, who's like 9 years old, and his daughter is like clearly so enamored with her father and trying to emulate him, and she's like, "Shout out to so and so from so and such," and it was the cutest fucking thing. It totally made me cry, like made me cry. It was so cute, and so I was just thinking, like playing this Madden and watching this video from my buddy. It was so entertaining. It was more entertaining than most stuff that I'd normally watch on television. And it's great in a way that's like it's a brand new thing. It's great.
That's well, it's funny because I find that a lot of people are not burning out, but they're not watching as much TV or movies. They are doing other things, whether it's playing video games or watching online content or whatnot. They're supporting the smaller stuff, like a lot of YouTube. There's a lot of YouTube out there to watch, and because those guys feel like it's their obligation, because all they have to do is sit in their living room, their office, their workshop, whatever they're doing, and they can just crank out videos like it's nobody's business. And so they feel obligated to keep on keeping on when the movie studios and stuff can't keep doing it. So right. I think it's pretty cool.
I don't know.
Like there's a woodworker that I follow. Oh, go ahead, Rich. Oh no.
No.
Everyone's frozen. What's happening?
He's frozen.
Well, yes. That was great.
I love it.
Does he look like this, everyone?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, he's back.
There we go.
Don't do that. Your face will get stuck.
You totally did. Oh, I thought it was real. I thought it was real. I was like, he did it. He did it again. It's totally
Thank
real.
You. I watched The Office in its entirety.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
holy cow.
We didn't start it when this all started. We started it before that, but we usually like peter off after Michael Scott leaves because the show kind of peters off after Michael Scott leaves. And I hadn't watched the final season since it aired. Hadn't watched it since then. So we watched it all the way through to the end. And even though like 7 and 8 have like some really rough moments. Yeah. That's great. I think I was looking at the like, it really comes back around though.
Pad of paper down now.
No, don't ever put it down. I love the pad of paper.
Put it down.
The show comes back around at the end of 9, and it gets really good again.
Well,
it is good at the end, and it ended very well. The finale was a good finale.
The best part of the finale is that they finally make you like Andy Bernard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's so obnoxious the whole time. And then when he becomes boss, you're like, really? They chose Andy? He's just like a dumb, like, you know, Michael Scott 2.0 type thing. Mm-hmm. And
he went to Brown. So.
Cornell.
Don't him hear that. He's going to come find you. He bleeds big red.
Dude, when Dwight shows up wearing the Cornell stuff. Oh,
take that torture off.
That's awesome.
Good.
I love it. It's so good.
So good. But then he delivers the best line of the whole show when he says, I wish you knew that you were in the good old days before you left them. And it's like,
Yeah.
Great.
Good show. It was a good watch. Not that anybody needs me to tell them that because it's still one of the most popular things on Netflix. But if you need something to watch, watch The Office. It's highly watchable. Still very funny all these years.
Indeed. I've been watching a lot of YouTube. Like I said, one woodworker in particular, his name is Steve Ramsey. He has a channel called Woodworkers for Mere Mortals. And it's very entertaining. And since he's been on lockdown, he has switched his format over to being a vlog of sorts, where he's calling it Woodworking on Lockdown, and he does a daily video, which is new for a maker to do a daily video.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I've always wanted to create a better closet organizer, so let's figure that out. And then, like, the first day, he'll, like, draw up a plan on a piece of paper, and then the next day he'll put it in SketchUp, and then the next day he'll cut his lumber. And so it's just really fun to watch somebody's process, and the fact that he's just cranking out daily videos is, like I was saying before, where it's like people need content. So it's really cool that people are making content.
Yeah, I'm not doing it every day. I've started live streaming photo editing on Twitch.
Nice.
If you'd like to watch out there in internet land, it's Lightmeter1 on twitch.tv. Look me up, and I'm just it's kind of like that.
It's what? Lightmeter?
Lightmeter1. You're going to write it down on your back.
You know, I just loaded Twitch to my PlayStation 4.
There it is.
Right on.
He's got it. But and Twitch much like that, it's I don't have like some set plan of like something I'm trying to go through like or something I'm actually working on. But at the time, I just open something up, and I'm like, how can we make this cooler? And then we just figure our way with it. And there's lots of Photoshop tricks and things that I've picked up throughout the years. And yes, Jared.
It's really, really cool that you're doing that. Yes. But it reminded me, like, our collective friend, AJ, Doc Knox, is doing, like, drawing tutorials. And, like, we're going to draw a rat today. And, like, he does the camera and, like, she does a rat. And, like, his wife, Jenna, our good friend Jenna, is like, I'm going to give tap dancing lessons. And they just stream it live on Facebook and or Twitch. And it's, like, the coolest thing.
Anyway, sorry. No, I've watched those too. They're awesome. But to your point, everybody who has like any kind of videoable, that's a word, any kind of videoable skill is now doing that and putting it up on YouTube and Twitch and Vimeo. No one watches Vimeo, even though it's great. It's the superior format. Nobody's watching it. But there's a lot of that going on. I've been watching a lot more reviews, boo. A lot more. Like movie critics and deconstructing like tropes and stuff like that. Lindsay Ellis being one of my favorite ones. If you ever watched her channel, she has a lot of amazing breakdowns of individual movies and individual characters and like all kinds of stuff. Super, super fun to watch. So I've watched a lot of that lately too. BJ said something about, I'm just gonna say one more thing. You said something about editing earlier and it reminded me, Lindsay and I watched Sharknado the other night. For the first time, neither of us had ever seen it before. And of all the things that are bizarre about Sharknado, the editing is one that stands out the most. Because they'll be in a conversation and like, you know, character A is me, will say something to character B, who's Jared, and it'll cut back and forth between the two of us 20 times during the conversation, even though there's nothing for him to react to, really. I'm like, why are they doing this?
Because it's awesome.
Oh man, just so much like the inside of the house is flooded, but outside is like there's like 5 inches of water. Like, what? How does this work? They don't care about anything in those movies. Anything.
Yes, BJ.
So, did anyone watch the Saturday Night Live this week?
Mm-mm. Not this week. I watched one sketch. I watched the Zoom conference call sketch from the previous week.
This week was, I was very impressed. Like I thought they made big leaps and bounds in working within the the constraints of social distancing to make some very impressive stuff. So the one that really jumped out was their presentation of What's Up With That, which was money. It was money. They did such a good job. They like used blue screen and they edited in the dude who comes in with the jumpsuit who's like dancing. It was so good. And then they had several scenes that I thought were very funny. And like a lot of it played. It's really weird and off-putting to not have an audience to react to humor, particularly. Yeah. But considering that's the case in the reality, I was very impressed with what they did this week. So that made me happy.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, I watched the previous one that was like one of the younger guys was like teaching or holding a conference call for his work. And he's like, oh, and we have, you know, Diane and Susan here. And it's like Kate McKinnon, who's an old lady who doesn't understand computers. And on her Zoom, she's like, is it even recording right now? And like, it's just, it used the Zoom format. Like it was fantastic. It was her and Eddie Bryant, just like not knowing how to use computers. And that's awesome. Was great. Yeah. It was good times.
There was a particularly funny scene that, what is her name? She's one of the newer ones, Melissa Villaseñor. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she did clearly everybody's working from their house, you know. Kate McKinnon did a very funny thing with her cat that was so endearing that it really made me smile. But Melissa Villaseñor did a whole like scene because there's been a running thing about how everybody is lonely and being their own best lover for much of this time. And so she has a whole make-believe, like, opening the door and talking to somebody and inviting them in, and there's nobody there. But and then she goes through the whole thing. It was really clever and funny and played out really, really nicely. So I recommend that everybody check out the whole episode. Like, there's a bunch of good stuff. So.
And cool. the Tom Hanks like monologue was really, really good.
He's so good.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Did you see his monologue?
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, and you know, a lot of hosts do the ask and answer thing. I can do that. And then he like cuts to himself. It was so good. Oh, it was so good. Along the same lines of people doing things from their homes, have you guys seen the Some Good News with John Krasinski? I think we talked about that.
Right? Oh, heck yeah. Every single one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it with Dallas because he said his name wrong or whatever. But they're really, really good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. It's just fun. Just good, clean fun. Anybody else watch anything else?
Lindsay and I watched Ghost Rider.
You know, that was me, right? That was me. in our production of it. I was the plant. So
that's fantastic.
Feed me all night long. I did watch. Oh god, damn it! If I don't jump on it right away,
look at this plant.
That's pretty good, man.
That's pretty decent. It's a decent plant.
that's not bad. Way better than I could do. Great.
AJ has competition.
I've been watching. I've been continued to watch The Plot Against America on HBO, which is an interesting show. It's a Philip Dick novel, and it's an alternate reality history. So it takes place in the 40s, but it takes place in the United States. Charles Lindbergh, who apparently was a kind of like a Nazi sympathizer, anti-Jew, anti-Semitic person, apparently, that's the word. But he runs for president, and there's a lot of clearly almost heavy-handed analogies to today. And apparently America First didn't get invented this last political cycle. Like, it's been something that's been around for a long time. So that was like, that was the America First crowd, was these Charles Lindbergh supporters. It's a very interesting and very, very well done. I like Turturro. He's my favorite actor. But I don't, he doesn't have as much, he's great as he always is, but his role doesn't give him as much stuff to like really make me fawn over him. Like I always do. I fawn over him. I love his work, but the whole thing is really good. The Plot Against America.
Right on.
Do you have a John Turturro movie on your movie draft list?
Do the Right Thing. He was on that. I think that's the only one that he's on it. His best work, I thought, was The Night Of on HBO. It was like a limited series. It's one of his best work. God, he was great in Jungle Fever, too. He's great in a lot of
things. Clearly, his best work is in Mr. Deeds.
True.
With Adam Sandler.
True. Oh, speaking of Adam Sandler, so Pete Davidson did a video on this latest one about the whole situation. And Pete Davidson is like finding his voice like lately. It's been really fun and impressive to watch because I cheer for him. Like I know he's a troubled child, you know, and he seems to be finding his voice, and it's been really nice. So he does a video, and then Adam Sandler chips in and does half the video from his house, and they mix it together, and it's very, very entertaining, especially when Adam Sandler jumps in and does his part. So that's just another reason you need to get on Hulu and watch that episode ASAP.
Nice. ASAP. Legit. Anybody else watch anything else?
No.
No.
EP recommends. This week I watched Waco from Netflix. And It's a basically, I believe it's a 6-part miniseries about the Waco incident. Basically watched it because the gal that's from Ozark, the gal from Ozark, the actress, I think she's, you know, basically one of the biggest reasons to watch Ozark. I mean, there's so many good reasons to watch Ozark, but I think she's done a really great job. I just kind of wanted to see how she would react in a different role, and it's amazing how different the characters are. So I highly recommend it. Check out Waco on Netflix.
Mikey P, I know we don't ask questions, but is it the same actress? Is it the curly hair blonde young one?
Yeah, that's
she's
the one
magnificent.
I'm talking about.
She's in The Americans. I don't know her name, but she's a killer actress. She's really good.
I concur wholeheartedly.
Yep.
That's all we applies to you.
You should have done that at the beginning.
I know. This is where it is. This is how it works, guys.
All right, Jared, one more reset on your mic, and then we're...
We're done. I'm getting out of here. You can listen to it.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you.
Excellent.
There we go.
Next time I'm going to wear that same hat, Mikey. That one right there.
That one?
I have a Ghostbusters hat. It's not the same one. Yours has slime on the bill. Mine does not.
Oh.
I will wear a Ghostbusters hat. And hopefully there's going to be a green screen where it says Life's a Binge behind me, but that's work. And I'm not going to do any work. So we'll see how that goes. But thanks everyone out there for listening, watching. You really should watch this one. Like if you just get to right now in the audio version, go to YouTube.
Yep.
And then laugh at my jokes because I'm a dum dum, and I want you to laugh at my jokes. That's all there is to that plug.
Anyways. I love it.
It's a problem when you make yourself laugh at your own jokes. And the first time I held the paper up, I was I was a little out of it there. Quiet, BJ. Quiet, Mikey. Rich. Anyway, thanks out there for listening, liking, subscribing, all that good stuff. But thanks. Let's go ahead and get out of here. Stay safe, everyone. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you,
on the couch.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Okay, all right.
Bye.
You guys. Peace. Have a good one.
See you soon.
Adios, gentlemen. Bye.